ABC Radio Brisbane and Gold Coast.
This is ABC Radio Brisbane and Gold Coast.
To pee or not to pee? That was the question faced by some Queensland Rail passengers stuck on a train for around 3 hours last Friday night. ABC Radio listener Steve was on board that service, which normally takes just 6 minutes.
Oh, well, spur of the moment, we thought me and the missus were going to the valley for some dinner and a couple of drinks, and we jumped on at Newmarket. And then cruising along, get past Windsor, and next minute the lights go out, the train comes to stop, and then the driver says, "Oh, looks like we've got a bit of a problem." And it shouldn't take too long, and then she comes back on and says, "Well, it might take a little bit longer than we think." And then the time just dragged on and on and on, and we had a few little announcements. Might be another 15 minutes, then an hour would go past. I was glad I didn't have to go to the toilet or something. Jesus, that's a bit tricky.
I know, he laughs now, nervous laughter there, but by the same token, it's not an experience that you would wish upon anyone. It does raise the question, though, if something like this happens, I mean, you think about all the things that have stopped trains in the past, from flying foxes to possums to fallen tree branches, and the list just goes on. And yes, Queensland Rail says this will happen again. So what do we do for those people who do need to go to the bathroom? Robert Dow is from commuter advocacy group Rail Back on Track, and it's good to have you with us, Robert. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicole. Good morning, listeners.
I'm at the heart of this, and I'm no way am I trying to ignore the elephant, and that is the evacuation procedures, which has been discussed in length since that incident on Friday, certainly need to be addressed. 3 hours is completely unacceptable. But if there is a waiting time and someone needs to go to the bathroom, especially if you're pregnant or you're elderly or you're just someone who's just busting to go to the toilet, what is your suggestion?
Yeah, our suggestion is that the trains be equipped with some disposable urinal kits. These are available. Am I allowed to mention the brand, Nicole?
Preferably not. Is it an Australian brand or is it an international brand?
Yeah, well, it's a well-known disposable urinal kit.
Right.
There are others besides the brand I have in mind available. But what we've suggested is that in the cabs of the trains, they keep a kit of five. Just stay on there for the odd chance that they're going to be stranded for a long period of time. And they can offer the passengers a way of going to the toilet, if you like, particularly on the toiletless trains, the trains without toilets. Now, we first raised this, Nicole, in 2013. There were a number of instances where children on the Sunshine Coast actually wet their pants because there was no way they could get to the toilet. There was no trains on the toilet and they were stranded. Now, it was rejected in 2013. We've raised it again after the incident on Friday, because there were a couple of passengers, as you said, were in great discomfort. There was a lady who had tears in her eyes. She was that uncomfortable. A gentleman had to urinate in the corner of the carriage. We don't think that's very satisfactory. And a young child was forced to urinate in a bottle. Now, surely, in this day and age, they can put a few of these disposable urinal kits in the cabs of the trains and keep them. There will be occasions when the trains are stranded. QR might well review their evacuation policies and procedures, but there are situations where it's going to take time to get people off. And what about people who have impaired mobility? How are they going to handle them? So we think it would be really something that's supporting customers, as they refer to passengers as today, by just having available these kits on the off chance that it may be needed. Surely that's what a customer focus group would do.
How cost effective is this as a temporary solution?
Well, it's marginal, isn't it? It's about providing some comfort for passengers under those conditions where they're stranded for many hours.
So in 20, you mentioned this was put forward to Queensland Rail back in 2014.
2013.
On what grounds was it rejected then?
Well, similar today, they just say it. No, they're not going to consider it. Well, we think they should consider it. When we first got onto these kits was through a media release I saw from Holland. There was a railway company in Holland who put these disposable urinal kits on their trains because their trains were lacked toilets and they were getting stuck in snow. Now, we don't have the problem getting stuck in snow, hopefully, but nonetheless, it shows what a proactive rail operator will do. We think Queensland Rail should reconsider the rejection that we found out about today of our proposal, reconsider it, it's something that would support customers or passengers under the circumstances that we're there Friday night. It's pretty serious when these sort of things happen. We've got, as you mentioned, we've got a lot of women travelling, we've got a lot of elderly folk. A lot of men these days have prostate issues, we've got children. So having these kits available is just a small thing. It's not admitting that there's going to be more failure, it's just being properly prepared for when these circumstances occur. And they will occur again, Nicole, without doubt.
From commuter advocacy group Rail Back on Track, Robert Dowd, you haven't had a discussion yet with Queensland Rail about bringing this back onto the discussion table, these urinal kits?
No, not directly, but we do have a meeting scheduled later on in August, and hopefully I'll be able to raise that with them again. I think they should reconsider, and I think the Deputy Premier, Minister for Transport, should actually have a rethink on this issue. Having these kits available is nothing of great consequence, but it does make a big difference to those passengers who may be stuck on a train for hours.
Which Queensland Rail services are currently equipped with toilets at the moment?
Well, it's interesting. At the moment, most of the Gold Coast and the Sunshine Coast services have one three-car unit at least with a toilet. That's providing the toilet's actually operational.
What do you mean by that? Is it not? Are there many instances? Why?
Often they're locked. Because they've been damaged or something, they haven't got around to repairing it, right? And they're running combinations. They're running a three-car unit with a toilet with another three-car unit that doesn't have a toilet. Now, if passengers are caught in the three-car unit without a toilet, and they're stranded, they can't get between the two three-car sets at the moment. Now, the new trains, which the new generation rolling stock, do have toilets, but there are some issues with the disability access with those trains at the moment, and that's still to be resolved. Now, they have been prioritised to run on the Gold Coast line, particularly for the Commonwealth Games, so hopefully those trains will be running and they'll have toilets. But the majority of the train fleet doesn't have toilets. So simply having a few of these kits, even in the trains with toilets, Nicole, because the toilets can fail and they're often locked.
Mm.
So having them available, we think, would be pretty sensible.
Mm. Then those who had to pee in a bottle would probably agree with you, I would imagine. Given it's been 5 days since commuters were stuck in carriages for 3 hours, what could QR have done to get them off sooner?
It's difficult because of the particular location where they're at. There were some significant hazards in terms of the track formations with the points and other fittings to support that point work and whatnot. But nonetheless, we think they could have either considered the use of a diesel locomotive from Maine to go and rescue the train and simply pull it to the next station, or the other thing they could have done perhaps is use a truck which is designed to run on rails called a high track vehicle, which they could get into the train using that and perhaps get people off that needed to get off into an access point that's safe. So there are ways and means of doing these things, but quite often it's not really apparent, particularly at night, what the problem is. They have to find the problem, they have to isolate the overheads, of course, because when a train comes to stop, there could be a situation called a dewirement where the wire is pulled down on the train. Under those circumstances, no one can go anywhere near the train or get off the train until it's declared safe, and that can take time to establish the full circumstances. So as I said, Nicole, there are going to be more occasions where people will be trapped on trains. So having these disposable urinal kits available is pretty sensible.
Yeah, and obviously there'd be bins and would there be special bins required for...
No. They're pretty remarkable, these kits. If someone urinates in them, it solidifies. It's got a gel in there, and it solidifies so you can just pop it in a bag.
Okay, disposable urinal kits... Yep. An idea yet to be accepted by Queensland Rail, but I watch this space with interest, as I'm sure many who were caught out on Friday night will be doing as well. Thanks very much for your time, Robert.
No, thanks for the opportunity, Nicole. Can I just mention one quick thing? For anyone in Brisbane today, Queensland Rail Heritage is running a steam locomotive on the Ecker Loop shuttles between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. So it's a big chance to see steam running in Brisbane again.
Oh, nice. So taking passengers?
Yes.
The first time I ever went to the Ecker with my dad, the windows were down, and it was a steam train. I'll never forget it. The smell always reminds me of my earliest memories of the Ecker. It's pretty special.
Yeah, oh, it's wonderful. Look, there'll be lots of excited children today and excited big children today going to the Ecker by steam.
Indeed. Thank you so much. From commuter advocacy group Rail Back on Track, that is Robert Dow on ABC Radio Brisbane and ABC Radio Gold Coast.
Come with us.
Epic return of cattle.